This is Daf HaShavua. This week is Daf Vav in Maseches Ksuvos. This is Shir number one. We begin four lines down on Vav Amud Aleph, where the Gemara is going to ask for Rav Shari. We remind ourselves of the discussion, the machlokes between Rav and Shmuel and Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, all playing a role in making a decision as to whether Bir Rishona is permitted on Shabbos or not. Whether we have to be concerned with making a chabura and all of the variables that are involved in that issue. Dam mifkad pukid. Do we say the water is like, the blood is like it's stored and it's less of an issue, or dam chibura michbar, and it's as if you're making a wound. We took into account the issues of mekalkel and davar shena miskaven and the like. So now the Gemara, after saying that Rav on the top of the Amud in the base medrash of Rav, they said Rav Shari, Rav permitted bir rishona on Friday night on Shabbos. The Gemara wonders if that's true. Ask the Gemara, Rav Shari, Rav allows bir rishona on Shabbos. The presumption of the Gemara is that Rav follows the opinion of Rabbi Shimon that davar shena miskaven is mutter. And the fact that a person does not have in mind to make the chabura, a person has in mind other things, and it's his goal is not for that purpose. So we said, oh, well, if that's the case, that we follow the opinion of Rabbi Shimon, let's say, where they, even though you're making a Pesach, let's say the Pesach is memela, is happening by itself, so I shouldn't have to worry about boneh. So does Rav really hold like Rabbi Shimon that davar shena miskaven is mutter? V'amar Rav Shimi bar Chizkia mishmei de Rav. So what did Rav say? Hai misuchraya denezaisa asur lahadoka biyom atava. This suchraya denezaisa is a stopper for a beer barrel. If you look at Rashi, misuchraya denezaisa stimas nekev gigis shemotzien hashechar derech hanekev visos menaso bivloig begadim. You use old clothing. If you look at the Rashi before that, the Gemara, this is the Gemara's question. Rav Shari bitmiya, alma davar shen miskaven is mutter, svirole. But Rav himself said that you're not allowed to take this beer stopper and put it into place on Yontif, and certainly you're not allowed to do so on Shabbos. What's the problem? So Rashi says, ashur la'asur la'hadokam shem schita, goes to the problem of schita. Schita is either a tolda, a subcategory of dush, of threshing, as it is, let's say schita when it comes to squeezing a grape, because you're extracting, it's mephoric, you are removing the food or that which you want from its shell. And the same thing here, you're removing the wine from the from its shell, so to speak, or from where it's absorbed into, from the cloth. Or maybe it's an issue of libun, a schita of the fact that you're squeezing out a liquid from a cloth, and that's the problem of whitening. Either way, it's some type of schita, and it's usher to do on yontif. So the question is, why should that be usher? I clearly don't want, this is not, this is clearly davar shena miskaven. I just want to cover up my beer. I just want to use this as a beer stopper. I'm not interested in having any of the liquid of the beer or wine squeeze out. So that's a davar shena miskaven, and you're telling me it's a violation of schita and it's not allowed. So obviously Rav holds, like Rabbi Yehuda, that davar shena miskaven is usher. Answers the Gemara, no. Bahu afilu Rabbi Shimon mode. Now Rabbi Shimon would agree with this. Rav can hold like Rabbi Shimon, davar shena miskaven is mutter, but this is a psik reisha. Mode da baye v'rava afilu Rabbi Shimon mode. Why? Da baye v'rava damai tavayu. They both say mode reisha psik reisha v'lo yamos. Rabbi Shimon is Moda, where there's a psik resha, where we use the phrase psik resha v'lo yamos, which is, right, if you cut off the chicken's head, it's not going to die, right? So psik resha literally means to cut off the head. Of course it's going to die. That's another way of saying something is going to be inevitable. So when it comes to, and psik resha is a din not only Hilchos Shabbos, it's a din in Kol HaTorah Kula. Yeah, psik resha, let's say a nazi wants to cut his hair, or wants to brush his hair, but he just wants to brush it, and he may pull out some hair if he brushes his hair. That's davar shena miskaven, which is something to consider as well in other areas of Torah law. Either way, the Gemara shows you that Rav can hold like Rabbi Shimon, davar shena miskaven is mutter, and that's why bir rishona could be mutter on Friday night, and nonetheless, he would not allow the pressing in of this claw stopper because it's inevitable it's going to cause it to squeeze out. Says the Gemara, v'amara amaravichia barashi amarav halacha krab Yehuda. But hold on, I have Rabbi Chia Barashi saying in the name of Rav that Rav said halacha follows Rabbi Yehuda, that Dabba Shem Miskavin is also. Rav Chanan Bar Ami Amar Shmuel halacha Krabi Shimon. And the reverse, right? And Rav Chanan Bar Ami said in the name of Shmuel that Shmuel said halacha follows Rabbi Shimon. And Rabbi Chia Bar Ovin Masni Labelo Gavri. He didn't have any other Amoroim saying in the name of Rav and Shmuel, but rather explicitly Rav Amar Halacha Krabi Yehuda, Ushmuel Amar Halacha Krabi Shimon. So how do we understand this? Sounds like Rav clearly does not follow Rabbi Shimon, who Shmuel held like Rabbi Shimon. So the Gemara says, La'olam Rav ki Rabbi Yehuda Svirulei. Really, Rav holds like Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, so if he holds like Rabbi Yehuda when it comes to Ein Medaber She'ein Miskavin. So if that's the case, how could Rav permit on the top of the Yamud be a Rishon on Friday night? How's that possible? If he'll like Rabbi Yehuda, Medaber She'ein Miskavin is Usur, it should be Usur. You're making a Pesach, even though you don't have Kavanah, it should be a problem. So says the Gemara, I'll tell you how. According to the first version of the Gemara, where we were assuming that the dam is just stored and contained and would not be an issue of making a chabura. So therefore, mikalkil hu etzel haPesach. I can say that although you're making a Pesach and the Pesach is a Dover Shein Miskavein and Rabbi Yehuda does not allow Dover Shein Miskavein, but nonetheless, it is a kilkul. It's a destructive act. You don't want to make a Pesach. You don't want the woman to no longer be a Besula. It loses, she losing her status of a Besula is considered a kilkul. A woman is more chashiv when she's a Besula. So making a Pesach is bad. It's a kilkul. And therefore, since kilkul now knocks it down to a Durabanan, we mentioned Tosfos who said it's a mitzvah, it's allowed, or because it's kilkul and a Dever Shein Miskavein, and a Dever Shein Miskavein, and Rabbi Yehuda would hold is maybe a lower level. Some say it's a lower level, some say it's only Durabanan, but still Usra, but it's at least a lower level. That's why even Rabbi Yehuda would allow Bir Rishona on Friday night, and therefore Rav can pass it like Rabbi Yehuda. And Lahach, Lishna, Da'amar, Dam, Chibure, Michbar, and according to the other Lashon, that no, blood is really, really like making a wound, or it's connected, or whatever, and it's very serious. Still not a problem. Mikalka b'chaburu. It's still a destructive act. And Rabbi Yehuda, remember, Rabbi Yehuda was the lenient one by Mikalka b'chaburu. Shimon was strict by Mikalka b'chaburu, strangely enough. But Rabbi Yehuda was lenient. So once again, it's a lower level. It's a kilkul, and the kilkul makes a drabon. And then we have all the heterim to allow, even if you hold like Rabbi Yehuda by Dabba Shein Miskavein with Zosur, still, if you consider it a kilkul, so then we have the right to say that it would be permitted be a Rishona on Friday night. That's the way the Gemara concludes. So if you take a look at Rashi, Mekalkel b'chaburuhu, it's about two-thirds of the way down, Rav Savar lak Rabbi Yehuda, after Mekalkel b'chaburuhu l'kula, dekapatar bar Rabbi Yehuda, as opposed to Rabbi Shimon, who was strict by Mekalkel b'chaburuhu. Now, one interesting point before we get into with this important Tosos is the Rashba has a third reason in order to explain why, if something's a kilkul, which normally we say kilkul is patra avalasar, is also drabanan, we would allow beer rishon on Friday night. So we gave one reason, well, because it's for a mitzvah. So that's why we allow the issa drabanan. And others say, no, well, kilkul added with the fact that it's a Dever Shein Miskavein, even Rabbi Yehuda would say Dever Shein Miskavein is a lower level issa, or maybe it's only drabanan, so we allow beer rishon. But he has another fascinating comment, says the Rashba. Inami. Lo asu mikalkil l'chatchila, I'm reading from the Rashba, elamishim gezeira da'asi l'chlufei b'malacha d'kavasa b'misakin. You know when the Chazal say that kilkul, a destructive malacha on Shabbos, is only asu d'rabanon, is asu d'rabanon rather, is when we're concerned you may switch it with, flip it with a tikkun. Kigon, he gives an example. Korea b'chamasa, let's say a person rips his clothing out of anger. We say that's an issur drabanan, that's bad. Why is that issur drabanan? It's destructive. Dasi lechulufi bekorei al manas litvor, because you may end up flipping it, switching it, and next time ripping for the sake of sewing, which is the real malacha, which is an issur d'oraisa. Inami soser dasi lechulufi besoser dekavasal manas livnos. Let's say I destroy a building. So that's only drabanan. unless I have in mind Almanas Livnos to rebuild it. So it looks very much, looks and smells the same. When I rip the clothing, I rip the clothing. Whether I'm ripping it out of anger, I'm ripping it for the purpose of re-sewing it, looks the same. So I have to make a gzera. When it comes to soser, destructive act. When I break down the building, whether I'm breaking it down just to destroy it or to rebuild, it looks the same. So I'm not going to allow you, midrabbana, to break the building, even though it's only destructive, because you may do it in a constructive way the next time. Aha, havalhacha, but here, what's happening? There's birishona, and it's making a Pesach. So, dihi gufa min mekalkel hu. This itself is mekalkel. V'lo asli luchlufei bebisach rina de'olma de'lo mashbulu inchi sheish bohenyan lebinyan klal. Does anyone look and say, oh my gosh, look, he's making a Pesach. You know, he's making a Pesach lubirishona. Oh, I may now, may make a Pesach as a tikkun, as a constructive act by what? By building an opening in a building. Who would think that? No one think that at all? And therefore, here, Chazal never prohibited this type of kilkul, and therefore this kilkul would be mutter when it comes to Bir Rishona. I don't have to get into the issue of it's a mitzvah. Important point is this Tosus, Haim Mizuchai de Nezaisa, Asur La'adoka. Take a look at this Tosus. Pirish Berkuntrus, V'chein Rabbeinu Chanan Luva'orech, V'chad Lishna, V'chein B'seder Tanoim, V'amorom De'asur Mishum Shchita. This is, as we mentioned, the Isser Schita. Now, Schita as a tolda of what? So we discussed maybe Dash, maybe Libun. Okay. Because Rabbeinu Tam, the Schita Mishum Libun. Schita is also Mishum Libun. V'lo Shaycha B'shar Mashkim. It doesn't apply to anything but water. And our Gemara is talking about beer or wine. The Choldover HaMalach Lechaz Bolo Kagon Yayin B'shecha B'shem and Lo Shaycha Libun M'Schita. So how can you talk about Schita here? After all, anything that dirties that which is being it's absorbed into, like wine, beer, and oil, there's no libun. If I squeeze it out, that's not called libun, not right? Eladavka mamayim. Although it only applies to mayim, that's where we call that libun. That's where we call that schita. If I squeeze out water out of a cloth. And he brings a proof to this. We have cases where we're afraid all you may squeeze. It's all in cases of water. And he goes on to bring you examples about towels and bringing kalim clothing to the mikvah, etc. So all of that doesn't seem to fit with this pshat. So therefore he comes to the conclusion, if you look at the last thin line, kamar asti lidei schita v'ahainu mishum delo shayach libun ela gabi mayim. Ah, he says, really? I'll show you what he means. What about oil? A woman needs oil. Her friend can carry it, because he can't carry it, puts extra oil in your hair and bring it that way. You're putting extra oil in your hair. You may end up squeezing it out. Umashani the Gemara's answer is ain't schita b'seir. There's no schita when it comes to hair. Hair is, is not cloth. It's different. Okay, machlokas about that. But bottom line is, there is a concern here when it comes to squeezing out oil from your hair. And that may not even be a problem because it's hair. But had it been a cloth, oil, it would have been a problem. Mashmid is trying to schita b'shemen. V'chein, perek monotel. Sfog, if you have a sponge, im yesh lo beis achiza, mikan chimbo. If it has a handle, you're allowed to use it. You're not going to worry about schita. If there's no handle on it, ein mikan chimbo. Mishum de osli de schita shemen. Right? What do you mean? Oh, because you may end up squeezing out the oil that's in that sponge. Hold on. What do you see from here? There is schita when it comes to oil. So what is Tosus talking about? So says the Gemara, says Tosus, ahi schita, Omer Rabbeinu Tam, tahavi mishum mefarek. That's not the schita mishum libun. So we mentioned that all the way back. Rashi, in fact, didn't say what the schita is. But the point is that, yeah, there's another schita. That's a schita which is mefarik, which is extracting, which is like the schita of grapes and olives, which is a tolda of dash. Vasur kamo schita zesim vanovim. V'hacha omer Rabbeinu Tam, delekel emeimar dashim ishim mefarik. Oh, but hold on one second. That's all very nice, but that may apply by the hair, and that may apply by the sponge, but that's not going to to apply in our case. Why? Because I have wine or oil in a cloth and I'm squeezing it out when I put in the stopper. It's not a problem. Because that which is being squeezed out is being lost. So I don't call that tzchita if I'm not using it. When I squeeze out a grape and I use it, fine. If I squeeze out oil from a cloth and I'm going to use it, that's fine. But if it's being squeezed out and it's going getting lost, that should not be a problem. Ah, you'll say, who cares? It's olech le'ibud, which means it's lo nechale. It's not to your benefit that it gets squeezed out, but it's still a psik resha. Af agav da havi psik resha, v'chein pirech ba'aruch dechol, psik resha delo nechale shari. And the Arach says, oh, if it's a psik resha, it's going to be permitted. Aha! So that's why, since it's getting completely lost, so therefore, I'm not going to call this mefarek, because this should be completely permitted when it comes to, after all, it's a psik resha which is permitted. That's the Aruch's opinion. However, not everyone agrees. If you skip a few lines and go to the beginning of the line, v'nira l'ri, about 8-9 lines into the wide lines, beginning of the line, d'lo kasha midi, d'ika l'meimar. I can explain, d'ika l'meimar, d'asu l'schot b'shar mashtra mishum libun kamo b'mayim. I'll tell you that it's libun. It's not mefarik. It's not a schita told of dash, it's liban. And liban is problematic by other liquids, just like water. Not like Rabbeinu Tam. Umikol makom lo chayshin behu shema yischot. I'm not afraid that you're going to squeeze out. Kevan cha'atam v'harech nish'arim bibigadim. Uma'ata yanene b'schita. So what am I really gaining anyway? Very little by squeezing it out. You know why? Because even if I squeeze out a little bit of the wine or whatever, so the taste, the smell, all remains in the clothing. How much am I really gaining by squeezing it out? Umatsinu l'meimar nami da'asrim. And then he says, you know what? I can give you pshat too. You can even say like Rabbeinu Tam, da'asrim mishum mefarik. Aye, Rabbeinu Tam says, then it shouldn't be asr lahadoka b'yomtev, as the Gemara says, because it's holech le'ibud, and it's lo nechale, and a psik resha de lo nechale is mutter, wouldn't be asr. Ah, not so. I disagree with the Aruch. V'afal gav da'avi psik resha de lo nechale, even though it's not to your benefit, asr lechatchila l'Rabbi Shimon kemo b'malacha she'ena tzricha l'gufa. Just like malacha she'ena tzricha l'gufa, Rabbi Shimon disagrees with Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds yichayev. Rabbi Shimon says you're pater, but it's pater aval asr. It's still asr de Rabbanan. Same thing would be true when it comes to a psik resha de lo nichale. Even though it's lo nichale, it's holech li'i, but it's getting, it's going to be lost anyway. That still can be a problem of libun de rabbanon. That can still be a problem of mefarek de rabbanon, of the schita of dash. Even though it's a psik resha de lo nichale, it still remains asr mi de rabbanon.